With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is drawing attention to gas pump prices on this holiday travel weekend. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
With many Americans traveling over Labor Day weekend, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt points to a bright spot in the economy. The national average price for gas is about $3.15 per gallon, the lowest Labor Day price at the pump since 2020.
These savings at the pump are giving everyday American families more room in their budgets at the end of each month.
According to Gas Buddy, gas this Labor Day weekend is about 15 cents a gallon lower than last year. Greg Clugston, the White House.
When it comes to producing energy, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says the country is more environmentally responsible than competitors like China and many other countries.
We are much more concerned about the environment here in the United States, and we tap into our own energy supply much more environmentally friendly than so many other countries around the world.
Zeldin was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network this week. Meanwhile, AAA spokeswoman Aishia Diaz says there are not as many people traveling this Labor Day holiday weekend, despite those lower gas prices. She did tell us about some of the most popular destinations.
Our AAA booking data shows that people are going to Seattle because of Alaska cruises, Orlando for the theme parks and for the cruises that leave out of Central Florida, and New York City, Chicago, Atlanta, Boston, those classic American cities, as well as Las Vegas and Denver.
Meanwhile, the TSA says more than 17 million people are expected to travel by air from Thursday of this week through Wednesday of next week. New Congressional Budget Office report indicates that tariffs could reduce the national debt by $4 trillion over the next 10 years. A new report released Friday came from the Congressional Budget Office and says the projection is that the increases will have that effect. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a new poll out on discipleship.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it reveals that 52% of Protestant pastors are satisfied with the state of discipleship in their church. But how do they really know? When asked, do you have a specific method for measuring discipleship in your congregation, only 30% of Protestant clergymen said yes. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says these results, quote, highlight the need for a framework for thinking through how a church is approaching discipleship. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The manager of a leisure park in southern France is being investigated for alleged religious discrimination after a group of Israeli children were refused access. The children, aged 8 to 16, had made a reservation to use the zip line facility in the Pyrenees Mountains. Prosecutors say the manager initially said he was refusing the group access on the grounds of personal beliefs before offering other justifications later. This is SRN News. A bookmaker linked to the interpreter for baseball's top star has been sentenced to prison.
A Southern California bookmaker who took thousands of sports bets from the former interpreter for baseball star Shohei Ohtani was sentenced to just over a year in prison. Matthew Boyer had pleaded guilty 1 year ago to running an illegal gambling business, money laundering, and filing a false tax return. He was sentenced Friday to 12 months and 1 day in prison. He will later be subjected to 2 years of supervised release. He was also ordered to pay $1.6 million in restitution to the IRS, which his lawyer said he's already paid. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
In top 25 college football, the first big weekend starting today, and what a big matchup to start it all out. At 12 noon Eastern time, the number one ranked team in the country, the Texas Longhorns, set to take on the number three ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. That's at noon Eastern time. This is SRN News.